Good morning. How are you guys? Good? Have you all ever had a mommy or a daddy or a teacher tell you when you wanted something and you were maybe not asking for it in the best way to use your words? You ever heard of use your words?
No,
I used to say that when my children were your guys' size, sometimes they would. Yeah? I had 4.5-year-old people about 20 years ago. Well, sometimes they would cry about things, or they would want something, and they would just cry instead of asking for it, and we'd say, use your words. And that's what God does. I'm going to read us a story, the very first story in the Bible. This is the very first story in the Bible, in where God uses his words to do something wonderful. Here it is. Long ago, when things began, God made our world. He made the sun to light the day, and he made the moon and the stars for the night. He made the sky and the land and the sea. He made birds to fly in the sky, fish to swim in the sea, and animals for the land. God looked around at all that he had made, and he was pleased. It was very good. The world was ready for people. So God made a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. God put Adam and Eve in charge of his new world to look after the plants and the trees, the birds and the fish and the animals. He gave them a lovely place to live in. There were cool rivers and shady trees and all kinds of fish and animals. The place was called the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were very happy. There was just one thing God told them they must never do. They were not to eat the fruit of one special tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If they did, God said they would die. So Adam and Eve lived as God's friends, and they did as he said. So in other Bibles, when God makes all of those wonderful things, it says God is talking to himself. He's using words, and he says, let there be the world. Let there be all of these wonderful things. He uses his words. He doesn't cry, and he doesn't fight, and he's not mean to anybody. He just uses his words and says, let these things be the way they are. And so we have beautiful place with wonderful people like us. Isn't that good? Let's pray the way we did, okay? I'm going to say words, can you fold your hands? And I'm going to say words, and you say them. Bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for giving me words and for using your words.
Verses 1 through 15. Listen to the word.